There's this great story in Matthew chapter 3 where John the Baptist is having a baptismal service and the Pharisees and Sadducees show up. Listen to what it says in verse 7. But when he, that's John, saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "Brood of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not think to say to yourself, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I say to you, that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones." You know, over in the book of Ezekiel, it makes it crystal clear that God doesn't hold you accountable for the sins of your parents. You might have to live with the consequences of their foolish decisions. You might face unusual challenges because of the way you were raised, but you're not held accountable for their sins. It says in Ezekiel 18, verse 20, "The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son." You know, there's this long-held idea in some corners of Christianity that somehow we are personally responsible for the sins that Adam committed. But what kind of God makes you responsible for the sins that someone else committed before you were even born? Now, at the same time, of course, it is true that you were born a sinner because you inherited these sinful impulses and helpless tendencies from your ancestors. But the sins you are held accountable for are your own. Now, here comes the important part. In today's passage, you find the opposite is also true. You don't get credit for someone else's relationship with God either. Your grandmother might have been a saintly woman who knew God intimately, but that doesn't make you a saint. Your father might have been a godly man, but that doesn't make you a righteous person. Just listen to what it says in Ezekiel 18 and verse 20. It says, "The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself." The way it works is entirely fair. You are responsible for you. When the Pharisees and Sadducees showed up at John's baptismal service, he knew they were there to make trouble. "Don't think you've got it made because you're a descendant of Abraham," he said, "because God can make a descendant of Abraham out of anybody. Your ancestral lineage has nothing to do with whether or not you're in a right relationship with God. To use an old cliche, God doesn't have grandkids." The formula for spiritual success is found in the opening words of the Gospel of John, John 1 and verse 12. It says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." I guess what I'm trying to say is this: God isn't nearly so concerned with your pedigree as he is with your heart. And that's why developing your own relationship with God is such a better way to live.